Alrighty, that was Dennis Coffey, and that was he was playing the song Taurus off his CD Big City Funk, and Saturday night he's playing Baker's Keyboard. But remember, Wednesday night you can always hear him over at the Northern Lights, or as long as they let him keep playing. It's a no-cover show Wednesday nights, and it's a great, great place to see him. Okay, we got a little bit of time left, but we're going to roll right into Super Dot. They are playing with Scapone and 1592 at the Berkeley Front this Friday night. Friday night at the Berkeley Front. A little bit of ska show going on at the Berkeley Front. Let's listen to Super Dot doing Calypso, Scapone doing Guns and Steeples, and if we have time, the 1592's doing Rise and Fallen. And you're hearing it here on the Motor Calendar on WHFR Dearborn, the station making waves. Like we're getting real close, and as always we've got more music than we have time to play, but I wanted to tell you about a couple of shows that are happening around town. The Mantons are playing on Saturday night at the New Way Bar in Ferndale. Between the Lines is playing in Wixom at a bar called Stingers. Almost Free is playing at the Hayloft in Mount Clemens. Nowhere Fast is playing the Rock and Roll Club in Riverview. Cranium 12 is doing an all-ages show at the Modern Exchange on Friday night, and Noise by Numbers, along with LaSalle and Few and Far Between, are playing Friday night at Smalls. Brian Sheehan and the Man Franciscos are getting together along with Gretchen Wolf. Gretchen's celebrating a CD release party at Cliff Bill's on Sunday. That's supposed to start around 6 o'clock. And again, that's Brian Sheehan, the Man Franciscos, for Gretchen's CD release party. Also on Sunday, Grievous Angel is playing Memphis Smoke along with Billy Brandit. And let's see, Dave Boutette is playing at the Milford's Memory Summer Festival, as well as Brian Calhoun. Dave Boutette is supposed to play at 3, and Brian Calhoun is playing at 2 on Sunday. That should be a good festival. Had a nice write-up on that in today's Detroit Free Press. The Alligators are playing Friday night at Guy Halloran's. And in the background right now, we're listening to Scapone doing Guns and Steeples. They're playing at the Berkeley Front Friday night. Let's take a listen.
AK-47.
Shoot first the ones that can't be said. Then shoot the ones that misbehave. Slay the windmills, Don Quixote, the government.
Experiment
is out to get me. Call out the militia to save us. So we don't end like Waco, Texas.
There seems to be a problem with some of the people mixing together guns and steeple. There seems to be a problem with some of the people mixing together.
Solution. Bomb on a crowd is always a solution. God told him to send you to heaven. God gave him an AK-47. Shoot first the ones that can't be saved. Then shoot the ones that misbehave. Slay the windmills, Don Quixote, the government.
Double man's out to get me.
Call out the militia to save us. So we don't end like Waco, Texas.
There seems to be a problem with some of the people mixing together guns and steeple. There seems to be a problem with some of the people mixing together guns and steeple.
Background, we've got 1592, Rise and Fallen. They're playing at Berkeley Front along with Scapone and Superdot that we heard in that set. And we are ready to go with Live Drive at 5 with the Party Stompers. And just about. Again, if you're unable to listen to the show, you're driving out of our area and you start losing our frequency, don't forget, you can always check it out as a podcast on the Motor Live Drive at whfr.fm.
Okay, and we are ready for the Motor Live Drive at 5. In fact, hey, Party Stompers, are you there?
We're here, baby.
Oh, give me a louder one.
Yeah,
are you there?
Baby.
All right, we have the Party Stompers here in Studio J for our Motor Live Drive at 5. What are you going to start us off with?
A song called Two-Headed Woman. One, two, three, four! I've been to the soothsayer.
All right.
Yeah. Woo! All right, thank you
very much. And here at the Motor Live Drive at 5, we have the Party Stompers here in the studio today. Hey, Stompers, would you like to introduce the band?
We would indeed. On guitar, we have Mr. Jeffrey Meyer. On electric bass, we have Mr. Adam Stanfell. On the big beat, the man behind the drums, the elusive Mr. S.R. Boland. And I'm yours truly, Michael Hurt, on guitar and vocals.
All right. And, in fact, you guys have been around, like, the Party Stompers have only been around for a while, but you guys have been around for a while. In fact,
we've been around the block.
Yeah, in fact, Jeff Meyer, he's played with the Shanks, he's played with Nathaniel Mayer, he's played with Rocket 455. What other bands have you been with, Jeff?
Oh, Detroit Cobras, a whole bunch of bands.
The Nervo Beats.
And Mike Hurt over here, he's originally from Louisiana, but Katrina drove him to the Motor City.
That's right, indeed. Originally, actually, from Indiana, then Louisiana. And now I'm in Michigan.
Okay, and you've played with a whole bunch of bands as well.
Yeah, I played with the Haunted Hearts, which is my hillbilly band. We're actually going to be playing up here, even though it's a New Orleans band. We're going to be playing up here over Labor Day weekend with Jack Scott at the Hamtramck Labor Day Festival. And then my other band that I guess I'm probably most known for is a band called the Royal Pendletons.
All right.
And that's basically how Jeff and I have been friends for years through music, even though I lived down there and he lived here. So it was natural that we would. And we always talked about doing bands, and finally, you know, got to do one.
So this is your Detroit band, eh?
Yep.
All right. And I know you played with a whole bunch of people. Well, in fact, besides playing with everybody down at the Ponderosa Stomps.
I've played with a lot, backed up a lot of people at the Stomp, and including Nathaniel Mayer, and that's another connection that me and Jeff had, because then when I came up here, you know, he was playing with them up here. I was playing with him down there sometimes when he'd come down there, and then we played with him together up here. And SR actually was I met him through Nate as well, and I think right. So did Jeff, right, Jeff?
Yeah,
right. Absolutely. So Nathaniel Mayer has a lot to do with this band existing, really.
Mm-hmm. Well, we all remember Nathaniel Mayer.
Yep.
Well, I'll tell you what, the thing is, it's all about the music right now. So we got you guys here.
Right.
What are you going to give us?
Well, we should do a song. We're talking about Nathaniel. We should do a song from his era and also his record label. It's not his song, but it's a song by his friend Nolan Strong. Nolan Strong and the Diablos. Yeah, baby, it's because of you. What do you guys think?
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah.
All right. Ready?
1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, baby. Yeah, baby. Oh, baby, it's because of you. Well, I hurt inside. I know what's wrong with me. Ever since you left my side, my heart's been in misery. You're in love with someone new. I don't know what I'll do. Yeah, baby. Oh, baby. Yeah, baby.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, baby. All right.
All right, we're going to do this song by Troy Shondell called The Trance.
It's just a trance. Well, then you lower your eyes, make like you're hypnotized. Well, then you slap your fingers, then you slap your thighs. Well, it ain't no dance. It's just a trance. Oh, shake out now, baby. Just a trance.
All right.
Yeah. Woo.
All right.
Oh, say, Stompers. Stompers, could you tell the people where they can see you live?
Yes.
You've got a bunch of shows this weekend.
Jeff, do the honors.
Well, I think we're going to be playing at Smith's Creek Blues Festival. That's near Port Huron somewhere. I don't know if we've really confirmed that or not, but that's on Friday night.
That's a rumored show that if you're in the area could take place if you happen to be on that campground. What's the name of that campground?
I don't know the name of the campground, but
we're very unprofessional. But wait a minute, we do have this gig is in Stone the next night, right?
Yeah, Double O in Redford.
And that's what? That's like at 7 Mile and Telegraph area?
Grand River and Telegraph.
7 Mile.
Grand River and 7 Mile.
Right. With some other cool bands.
The Phantom Shakers?
And
Jenny and the Sure Shots.
Yep.
So we got Jenny the Sure Shots, the Shakers, and the Stompers.
Yeah.
Don't forget the DJ. Ellie May and the Phantom.
Oh, yeah. And Savage Matt is going to be spinning some tunes, too.
From
the High Qs.
Right.
DJ Matt Savagery.
And then Sunday, we're going to be at the Chopper Show at the State Fair Coliseum.
The Detroit Chopper Show.
Yeah.
With Dale Beavers, Bootsy X, and other special guests and special musicians. Right?
Well, everybody's special there if you go to the Chopper Show.
Yeah, that's going to be happening Friday and Saturday there, and they're going to have tattoo artists and illustrators.
Actually, Saturday and Sunday.
You're right.
At the fairgrounds.
Yeah.
All right. So you're busy the next
couple
of days.
There's a stomping weekend coming up.
Yeah.
Well, hey, what a way to start it out, but right here at WHFR.
That's right.
So what are you going to give us?
I'm a loser, baby.
Time the evening sun goes down, I'm a loser, baby. I'm a loser girl, and I became a loser the very first day I met you. I gotta let you go, I gotta put you down, I got to kick you out of my head. I can tell, baby, the way you see it, to you I'd be better off dead. I'm a loser.
Well, you're never a loser if you listen to the WHFR.
That's right.
That's right.
Or the Party Stompers.
That's right. Or the Party Stompers. If you listen to the Party Stompers, there are no losers with the Party Stompers.
Either that or we're all losers. We're still
trying to find our way.
But it's rock and roll, right?
That's right.
What can you expect? Rock and roll was created by losers, wasn't it, brother? Brothers?
Oh, no.
Well, no. I mean, we don't mean true losers. We
mean the dregs of society.
Outcasts.
Right? Yeah.
Outcasts, that's
misfits.
Better.
Yeah.
Individual. I prefer to call them individuals. Renegades. Mavericks. Pioneers.
Rules. Scoundrels.
We're going to do one by
Party
somebody
stoppers.
Right now that fits all of the above. And also he fits the term genius. Mr. Robert Ward of the Ohio Untouchables. And he made a lot of great records here in Detroit, including the Falcons, I Found a Love. That's his band back behind Ooh. Wilson picking on that record.
Oh, with Sir Mac Rice.
Yep. Yeah. And he recorded at Thelma Records here in Detroit. And anyway, this song was on Thelma. And it's a little song he did called I'm Gonna Cry a River.
I'm gonna cry a river. If you ever, ever leave me, gonna cry a river, baby. Just you wait and see. I'm a man and I came on strong. But if my baby ever set so low, got to cry a river. Great big river, baby. I'm gonna cry a river. 10 miles along, watch me cry a river. If you break my heart, watch me cry a river, baby. If we ever, ever part, I'm a man and I came on strong. But if my baby ever sits so low, got to cry a river, great big river, baby. I'm gonna cry a river, 10 miles long. Watch me cry a river. If you don't care, watch me cry a river, baby. If you don't play fair, I'm a man and I came on strong. But if my baby ever sits so low, got to cry a river, great big river, baby. And miles along, watch me cry a river out of Lake O Sea. Gonna cry a river, baby, if you ever leave me.
got to cry river, baby, if we ever have a part.
Very
nice.
Yeah. That was great.
Once again, that was a song by Robert Ward and the Ohio Untouchables.
You guys have been rocking the house around town. We saw you for a couple times over at a little bar called Donovan's. What a great show that was.
And yep.
We love Donovan's.
That's a great place. It was a real pleasure finding that. It's one of those Detroit jewels.
Yeah, it's right behind the train station on Verner Highway. Just
yeah,
in case.
Not the
if
best.
If anyone's wondering. Yeah, it's the only place open between the train station and I-75. But it's great. It's a great
right next to the old cop shop there.
Yeah, it is. It's a nice place. And then we saw you at the Detroit City Fest. You were backing up Gino Washington.
Yep.
You had a set of your own, and then you played with Gino. Understand you're going to do some traveling with him.
Yeah, we're going to Europe with him, believe it or not.
We're playing in London and also in Benidorm, Spain.
Ooh. Wow.
And then as soon as we get back, we're flying to Portland, Oregon.
Whoa.
Play a show, a festival out there, a garage festival.
Well, we're really happy that you came down to WHFR today and is playing with us because you've got a busy schedule.
Gino almost came down here with us, actually, but he was saying he might stop by, but
we'll see.
He had a bunch of stuff to do, so.
He's a busy guy.
He has your phone number, though, so.
We've got his phone number.
So this weekend you're playing, you may be playing the Smith Creek Blues. That's a campground?
Yeah, it's a campground outside. I don't know. I know less about it than anybody else.
Near Marysville.
Okay, well, we won't plug that one. But the Double O Pub, that's Saturday night. That should be a lot of fun. Looking forward to that one with the Phantom Shakers. And then you've got the Chopper Show this weekend.
Yep, the Chopper Show on Sunday. What time are we even playing? Or what time does the show start?
I think probably they told us to be there around 1 or 1.30, so I'm thinking probably around 2.30, something like that.
It's the early thing on Sunday. Right.
It's almost like going to church or something.
It was really good last year. It was outside of the Corktown Tavern. This is the first time they've had it on the state fairgrounds, so that should be cool.
That thing just keeps growing and growing.
Yeah, so. Yeah. So we're looking forward to it. Yeah.
All right. Well, we're looking forward to some more music. You have some for us?
Thank you. We do indeed.
Okay, we're going to remind people we have the...
Party Stompers.
We have the Party Stompers here in the studio today.
We're in the studio today. All right, you ready? She's gone from me.
Well, she's gone from me, hanging her off of my mind. Well, she's gone from me, hanging her off of my mind. She's the only little girl in the whole wide world of her kind. She's a teenage dog, she's nice and sweet. Got the kind of look that knocks a man off his feet. Since she left, you know my mind went off a track. I'm crazy about her. I gotta get her back. Well, she's gone from me, hanging her over my mind. She's the only little girl in the whole wide world of her kind. Well, I love my baby, oh, so much. Now I miss the girl's magic touch. Since she left, you know I hope she returns. My poor heart just burns and burns. Well, she's gone from me. I can't get her over my mind. She's the only little girl in the whole wide world of her kind. Oh, that's right now. Sweet. She's got the kind of love that knocks a man off his feet. Since she left, you know my mind went off the track. I'm crazy about her. I gotta get her back. Well, she's gone from me. I can't get her off of my mind. She's the only little girl in the whole wide world of her kind. She's the only little girl in the whole wide world of her kind. She's the only little girl.
Excellent.
Nah.
Well, shall we do a song from our favorite recording studio and record label and maybe even our favorite group all at the same time?
Why, that sounds like the perfect thing to do.
Of course, it's a Detroit label, right, SR?
That's right. We're all big Fortune Records fans here, and I'm sure a lot of people remember Fortune Records.
SR wrote the book, for God's sake.
Well, I don't know about that, but yeah, Fortune Records is a legendary sound. It's very much a Detroit sound, emblematic of the 50s and 60s R&B scene here in town. This is by Nolan Strong and the Diablos, right, Mike?
Indeed it is, brother.
You've taken my money, hold me alive, dogged me around, made me cry. It's a low down shame, baby, the way you dog me around. I have prayed, oh, how I prayed that you'd be sweet to me some small way. It's a low down shame, baby, the way you dog me around. Someday, baby, and it won't be long, you'll realize you've done me wrong. But it'll be too late. Yes, it'll be too. Yo, daddy, yes, yo, daddy, is getting tired of your foolishness, and I'm afraid I'm gonna have to put you down. I gave you my heart, gave you my love, but still you tell me that we must part. It's a low down shame, baby, the way you dog me around. It's a low down shame, baby, the way you dog me around.
Now, you mentioned you got a couple of writers in the band. Not only do you rock and roll all night long, but you also write as well.
We write about music.
Yeah.
SR and I both, actually.
In fact, your drummer, what has he been writing?
And actually, Adam does, too, although he's taken a brief sabbatical for the last few years. He's about ready to jump back into the thankless job. Right, Adam?
Well,
of being a music historian.
Now, Mike, I know you've been writing for Mojo magazine in England.
I have.
And in fact, I really enjoyed the tribute you did to James Brown.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, when he passed away.
I was honored enough that I actually got to interview him face to face. It was pretty amazing.
Yeah. And you did a big article on Fats Domino.
Right.
And a few other things. You've also written for
For Offbeat sometime in New Orleans.
Metro Times
as well. Yeah.
Okay. So. And your drummer has written with Marilyn Bond?
Well, he actually did the writing, and it was her photographs, right?
Right.
Birth
of the Detroit
it.
Sound, 1940 to 1964. It's in our Arcadia pictorial book. It's out there in the stores, I think, still.
In fact, I've got my copy, so I'd encourage everybody to pick one up.
Yes, it's amazing. Thank you. It's an amazing glimpse back into the history of Detroit. Just incredible music, you know. All the people that you never get to see photos of and can't find the records of, they're in there, you know.
So. And then Mike and I actually collaborated on some liner notes for Nathaniel Mayer for an anthology CD and album that was put out. So that was a nice experience. We got to put our heads together and probably wrote too much, but it was a lot of fun, wasn't it?
It was a story of Detroit, the story of Fortune Records, the story of Nathaniel Mayer, the whole. Yeah.
Was that for the European release?
Yeah, yes. For Vampy Soul Records, yeah, mm-hmm. in Spain. So that was a great experience. Hopefully we'll collaborate more. We just got to get Jeff can write, but we're going to get him in on it. In fact, we were supposed to start the Party Stompers blog, but we haven't started it yet.
What's the best way for people to get a hold of the Party Stompers?
Well, we have a MySpace site.
Yeah, that's probably the easiest.
MySpace.com/Party Stompers, all one word together, run together there. That would be the way to see what's going on with the band, where we're going to play.
All right. Well, what are you going to play today?
Right now we're going to play a song from, we're going to go back down to the bayous of Louisiana for a song called Let's Do the Cajun Twist.
Go to Lafayette, they'll do the Cajun.
Yeah.
Woo! Yes, indeed.
I want to remind people that we have in the house Rocket Jeff Myers, the elusive Mike Hurt.
On guitar.
On guitar. S.R. Boris Bolin.
That's right. S.R. quote Boris, Boris unquote Bolin. Well.
In the Atomic, Adam Stanfell on bass, and they make up the Party Stompers. It's a real thrill to have you guys in the house today.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
We're thrilled to be here.
Well, let's keep the party going.
All right, let's do it. All I Do Is Cry is a little song by Detroit's own Joe Weaver.
All I do is cry. I love you so. Why did you have to go? You know, morning star shines and it tells me of demons. Soon the night will fall. I'll be all alone. Morning star, won't you shine?
The drink here?
The Party Stompers.
That's right.
The greatest hits of Detroit.
That's right.
New Orleans and Memphis. And
the Midwest.
And we do write our own songs occasionally. We just don't have any together. But our record will be out at some point this year, right?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
It might have some original songs. It might have
a Troy Shondell tribute.
Might be a Troy Shondell tribute record. You just never know.
I always like to think about All I Do Is Cry. And the connection with the band, with Detroit, New Orleans. The last song was a song by Joe Weaver. It's got, you know, all the makings of a New Orleans song, but it was recorded at Fortune Records. And I like playing that song with these guys just because it's, to recycle a word, emblematic of the band and the sound that was going around back then that we're trying to sort of incorporate into our own band with the mix with New Orleans and Detroit.
We're all a big fan of New Orleans sound, so, you know, we incorporate that. Of course, Mike was from New Orleans, and he brings that with him. And
Jeff is, he's so involved in the Detroit sound, so I think it's a good song for us to do. I like playing it.
You guys sound great.
What do you call us, Adam? Musical preservationists? What was the thing? Providing a public service? Bringing these songs to the table bring these songs to life.
I've done just a little bit of work with Preservation Wayne, and we're all pretty brokenhearted to see Tiger Stadium torn down and horrified at the mere suggestion that the MCS should be torn down. And there's not a whole
lot. And the Lafayette building, too.
Any of us can do about it. But one thing that we all do here and preach from the stage of the Party Stompers is here we are propping up the buildings of Detroit rock and roll.
Yeah, that's right.
Absolutely, baby.
That's right.
Thank you.
And if you want to save something, you got to keep the foundation. So
you got it. Well, and speaking of which, perhaps we should do a...
Nothing But Love.
Yeah.
Should we do a Detroit rock and roll number? Little song by Mr. Bobo Jenkins.
Let's do it.
Entitled, It Ain't Nothing But Love.
More maybe?
Yeah.
All right, well.
You got 5 minutes.
We got 5 minutes. That's enough time for two more.
Yeah, since all those old songs are short, so.
2 minutes and 2 seconds is the ideal
next
time for a song.
This next song that we're going to do, actually, anybody in Dearborn listening, or anybody in Detroit, but especially people in Dearborn, this was written by a woman named Miss Joyce Songer. Great, great guitar player, country guitar player from here, and actually originally from down south, but moved up here, and believe it or not, in the late 30s. And now she's back down south in Tennessee, where she was originally from, but she worked for Ford, and she made tons of great records here in Detroit. And she made a lot of them with her husband, Earl Songer, and then she made a lot of them with her friend, and musical partner, Mr. Rufus Schaffner, and that's what she did on this next one. It's a song called Orbit Twist. I'm switching my guitar as I talk, so let me get it together here.
Yeah, he's getting it together. He's been doing it for your listeners.
But it's one of our favorite songs about two, obviously you can tell when it's from, 1961, two big phenomenons in the world at the time. Space and the Twist coming together.
This is a band coming together, too.
And this is a band. This
the first song SR ever drummed on.
Exactly, and this was actually that we played this song, and this was the birth of the Party Stompers, right? Long-winded intro about Joyce Songer. I forgot to say, where did she live? In Dearborn. So
all
that
right.
Goes out to everybody.
You got
in
2 minutes
Dearborn.
Left. What you get right
all
into
her
it.
Old friends that are still here and everybody else. We're gonna do one right now. One more little song called Sugar Bee. And now Jeffrey Meyer is in the same situation I was in a moment ago. He is switching his guitar.
Then I want to remind people that Friday night they're going to be with Ellie Mae and the Phantom Shakers at the Double O Pub. That's on Grand River and 7 Mile in Redford. And then on Sunday, that show is from noon to 6 at the fairgrounds with DeWinde, Christian Bajor, Dale Beavers along with Bootsy X, and, of course, the Party Stompers at the State Fairgrounds on Sunday. All right, Jeff looks like he's got, is that a lap steel?
That's a lap steel.
Lap steel guitar. For our, we're going to close out with...
Honey Bee.
Sugar Bee.
Oh, Sugar Bee.
Cleveland Crochet and his Hillbilly Ramblers right out of Lake Charles, Louisiana.
Here we go.
Do it.